And so we shall come to the third and final piano sonata in that set in just a moment. The sonata in D, the seventh of his 32 piano sonatas. This one written a year after the one we've just heard, and by far the longest of the three, widely regarded as Beethoven's first great masterpiece for the keyboard. Clear Williams talked me through the shape and structure of it.
After this very bustling, lively first movement in which ideas seem to come tumbling one after the other, we have one of the most profound slow movements from the early Beethoven, this great outpouring of grief, I think, in D minor. And the atmosphere almost hangs on into the beginning of the minuet, and it's not until we get to the latter stages of the minuet and clear on into the finale that he recovers his high spirit. So it's a very profound journey, I would say. I like to take the audience on a journey with this piece.
Clear Williams, former member of the Radio 3 New Generation Artists Scheme, in fact, a former student at the Royal Academy of Music as well. He won every major prize and award on offer in the years that he attended the college, and listening to him playing tonight, you can hear why, I suspect. Here he is once again to describe an important landmark in the history of music now. Onto the stage at Whitmore Hall to play the Piano Sonata in D, Opus 10, number 3 by Beethoven.